Even though if you're a chayzer, you have a right to retract, the sale is not chal, because paying money from a talklum, there's no kinyan. But with the rabbanon, though, it's not a nice thing to do. You're not supposed to retract from the words you said. Like you gave your word already that you paid me $10 for the fruit, I'm going to give you the fruit. So there's a misha por like a curse, as if we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that pay back the punishment to the Dora Flug or Dora Mabul, Hashem should also pay back punishment to you that you're not being oimed b'diburay. That you said you would sell it, and now you're not telling it. So that's called the misha por. But mikra din, though, you have a right to retract. Because kesed is not kona. Rabbi Shimon, says it depends. Kol shakesed b'yodoy yodal el yoyna. Shimon says, that's what you say if let's say I gave you $10 for the Paris. So since I gave you the money, Lamaiseh, we're saying now the kinyan is not chal. So the Shimon says that you know who has the right to retract? The one that's holding the money. You that have the money, if you want to retract and say, I don't want to sell you my Paris, you have a right to retract. Only the one that's holding the money. But the one that gave the money, he can't retract anymore. Since I gave you my money already for the Paris, if I want to say, no, I don't want the deal to go through, give me back my money, I have no right to do that. That's what B'Shimon says. Well, with the lacha, that's like B'Shimon. The lacha is that by money, if I pay for metaltlim, there's no kinyan. Kesev is not kona. Therefore, you have a right to retract. Most of them have a right to retract. There's only a misha paris, not a nice thing to do. If you retract, go back on your words, you're going to get a curse. Now the Gemara says, Masni le Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimon Bray. Rebbe taught his son, Rebbe Shimon, Hazov koinis hakesef. That Hazov, like our Mishnah, that with gold you could buy silver, because gold is not called good currency like silver. So gold is called like paris, not like money. So you can make a chalipin with gold. You can buy kesef with gold. Omalei. So his son Rabbi Shimon said to his father, Rebbe, shonis lono biyadusecha. When you were young, you taught us the opposite. You taught us that hakesef koinis hazov. That no, with silver you could buy gold. In other words, gold is called the money, and silver is called like Paris. And now when you're older, you're teaching us the opposite. You're teaching us that hazov, the way we have it. That no, that gold against silver, silver is called the money, silver is the good currency, and gold is not the good currency. So therefore, gold is called like Paris, therefore you could pay Paris to make the kinyan chalipin with the Paris. Now the Gemara says, what's the shaila? The Yaldusa Maisava, the Zeknusa Maisava. What did Rebbe hold when he was younger? That he held that their money is called gold and not the silver. And what did he hold when he became older? That like our Mishnah that says no, that gold against silver, what's called the money? Silver is called the money. And gold is called like Paris. What's the Machlekes? The Gemara says like this. The Yaldusa Sava, when he was younger, he held Tahaba de Choshev. Gold, that's much more expensive, much more valuable. Heavy tiva, that's called money. Kaspa de loy choshev, but silver that's not so choshev, not so valuable as gold, heavy peri, it's only called like peris, called like metaltlin. Therefore, the koni le peri le tiva, you're allowed to buy gold, money, with peris. If I give you money, the teres chalipin, so as soon as you're coming to the peris, mach mezeh, you mechuyot give me back the chalipin, the kesef. Therefore, I can make a kinyan with gold. With silver. That's what he held when he was young. But the Zeknusa, when he became old, he held not like that. Sorry, he held like this. Kaspa, silver, Tichoref. Silver is used. There's good exchange. Your currency. You can buy and sell. You do all the money matters with silver. So the Tichoref, that's used a lot. Rashi says, Yoytze Batzor. The Yoyvel HaSeicher, any business deal you can buy and sell with silver. That's called Tiva. That's called money. But the Haba, gold, the Leichoref, that's not used in currency so much. You don't go and buy and sell with gold. Heavy peri. Therefore, it's only considered like peri. It's not called the main money. Therefore, v'koni le peri lativa. You're allowed to make a kinyan chalipin with peri. So if I give you gold, the teres chalipin. So if I give you gold, so as soon as you're kind of my gold, automatically, I'm kind of back what you want to give me instead of the gold. And what you want to give me back instead is the silver. Even though silver is money, I'm kinder, but teres is kinyan of chalipin. That's the way with gold you could be kind of silver. That's the way he held when he was old, and that's the way our Mishnah says. Amar Rav Ashi said, you should know, ki yaldusa mistabra. It's more mistabra the way he held when he was younger. That gold is called the money, and silver is called the peiros kenega the gold. Why? Midiktori, since in our Mishnah says, hanechoshes koines hakesef. If I want to buy silver coins off you, I have a right to buy it with nechoshes. I'll give you my kappa coin, and the vidikin yechalipin, that nechoshes is called like peiros, against the silver. Now, Iyamr, if you're going to tell me bishleim, it's very, if you tell me really, that kaspo lagabi dahaba, peira heve, that silver against gold is only called like peiris. When you want to know, you want to make an exchange, silver for gold. What's called the money? What's called the peiris? To tell me, like he held when he was younger. That silver that's not so choshev is called the peiris. Gold that's more choshev, that's called the money. If so, hainu de kotoni, that's why it says later, han choshes koines a kesa, that you should know. That with copper, you could buy silver. And the opposite. With silver, you cannot buy nechoshes. Because silver is called coins. Why? The chiddush is, even though when you want to exchange gold for silver, then I'll tell you that silver is called like peris, and gold is called the money. Even though when you want silver against gold, this silver is only called like peris, and therefore you could buy gold by gilding silver. Therefore we have to say chiddush doesn't know legabin chayshes, but if you want to buy copper coins, you can't buy them by giving them back silver coins, because silver against copper is called tiva. To legabin chayshes against copper tiva heavy. That silver is called coins. It's called money. Therefore I need a sefer. In other words, Fishblein of the Rashi says that silver is called peiris against gold. Then it's a chiddush to tell me that when you want to exchange silver for copper, then I say silver is called money, and you can't pay with the silver to get the copper coins. That's a chiddush. But Ella, but if you want to tell me, Ella Yam, if you want to tell me the way we have it in our Mishnah, that kasper, legabe dehaba tibahave, that no, silver against gold is called money, like our Mishnah says, you could buy silver with gold, but you cannot buy gold with silver. And so the Rashi says already that silver is called money against gold. Hashta legabe tahaba tichoshibinei madach silver against gold. That gold is much more valuable. Oh, Martha, still you're telling me tivahevei that silver is called the coin, since silver is used a lot. That's the currency silver you do business with. So silver is called the coin legabe gold. If so, legabe nechoshes, do you have to tell me like that when you make the exchange between silver and copper, that silver is called the coin? The yiyu choshiv. The yuchorif mi boi, that silver first of all is more valuable than copper, and silver is also in exchange. It's the currency more than copper. So mi boi, do you have to tell me this? Like, for what purpose does the Mishnah have to say that when you make the exchange between silver and copper, if you give the copper, that's called peiris. With that, you could make the kinyan chalipin. But if you give the kes of the silver, that's called money. You can't buy it. Pshita. Sumar says no, that's not a kasha. But we, the way we have our Mishnah, we can answer our Mishnah. I'll tell you, no, itzrich. Still I need the Chiddush. Because Salka Dardach Amina, I would have thought to say, Hani Priti, these Pritis. Yeah, it must be this, because I would have thought to say, Hani Priti, these copper coins, Hani Priti, the Asra de Sagia, and the places that they use it, like some places, they use the currency with copper. Se'inu Charifit Feini Kaspa. In that place, copper is used more than silver. So in that place, copper is called the coin over the silver. Same, I would have thought to say, tivahevi, that copper is always called money against silver. Kamash mulan, the chiddush is no. Kivon dika duchta le'sagi bo. Since there are places that they did not use the currency with copper at all. They only use it with silver. Therefore, the main thing is silver. Therefore, perahevi. That I tell you, copper is called like peris. And therefore, if you want to buy silver with copper, you could. I give you copper coins. They're like metalcom, they're like peris. And therefore, as soon as you get the peris, right away there's a kinyan chalipin, but I automatically get back the exchange for the copper, which is the silver. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So the kid said it's not a raya that the way he said when he was young is right. He could learn the way our Mishnah has it, the way he said when he was older, that gold is not called coin, negate the silver. Silver is the main usage, is the main currency. That's always called the coin, the money. Now the Gemara says, V'yaf Rabbi Chiyah also Sava holds Tahaba Tivahevi. He also holds that gold is called a coin. Now he also held the way Rabbi held when he was younger. Why? The Rav, because Rav Oisif Dinrei Mibrated Rabbi Chiyah. Rav borrowed money from Rabbi Chiyah's daughter. And Dinrei Misam gold, he borrowed golden coins. L'soif at the end, the Yaka Dinrei. The money, the value went up, it was worth much more. The question, can you pay it back now the loan? It looks like ribbis. You're paying back something worth more than what you took. Maybe it's ribbis. So you want to know, can I pay back my loan or not? Also the kaim with Rebbe Chiya, went in front of Rebbe Chiya. Omri said back to him, Zil Shlim Lo Tavim Atakilin. Go pay back very good coins. Pay back good coins. So now it's like this. Iyam with Bishlam, it's very good if you tell me Tahaba Tivahebe. If you can tell me now golden coins, it's called like money. So Shaper, it's like I lent you $10, you ought to give me back $10. Money on money, it doesn't look like ribbis. As I lent you a golden coin. So lady, you're allowed to return me back a golden coin. If gold is called money, then when I lent you money, Avav, you pay me back the money. There's no ribbis involved. If you're paying back the same amount of money that I gave you, you're allowed to give it back to me. But Eli, I'm going to tell me, Perehevi said a golden coin is considered like Peris. In other words, there's such a thing as money, and everything else is valued according to the money. So silver is the money. Gold is not called like money. Gold is called like metaltlin. If so, then it's also to borrow this way. Heavy lay saw the saw, the yosa. I'm not allowed to lend you a saw worth of tfua, of wheat. And then later you pay me back a saw of wheat. Because you have to be afraid that maybe later when you pay it back, it's worth much more. So you're paying back more than you took. So it's a ribbis. So Hura, how could he say by the gold, if you borrow the gold coin, you have a right later to pay back another gold coin, even though the price went up. If it's considered like Paris, there should be an issa nechsek ribbis of saw besaw. Elamai, it's a proof that he holds no gold, it's called coin, it's called money. And on money, if I lent you money, you pay back the same amount of money, there's no issa ribbis. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof here. I tell you, Rav Dinrei Hevilei. Rav Lamaisa could be know that gold is called like Paris, like we hold in our Mishnah. Gold is not called like coins. Says so, then it's a kasha. How is he allowed to pay back gold? Paris, either the Nissa saw the saw. You're not allowed to borrow from somebody like a bottle of milk and then pay back later a bottle of milk. Because maybe when you pay it back later, it's worth more than when you took it. So there'll be a Nissa Ribbis. Saw the saw is also. Lamaisa, the example of a bottle of milk is not a good example. Because Lamaisa, that's mutter, because we say small things that you borrow, there's a sorrow of Mechila. That for sure the person is Merkel. Even when you pay it back, it's worth more, you're allowed to. But the bigger things, a whole big bushel, you're not allowed to borrow a bushel of Paris and then pay back a bushel of Paris. Because the big amount, if the price goes up, like you're paying back more than you took. So then it was cautious, how could Rav borrow gold for gold? Gold is only called like Paris. The Torah says that Rav had other money also in his rishus. He didn't have an honor, he didn't have it right now, he had it locked up in his room. But Rav Dinri Hevilei. Now the klal is Rechiv and the Hevilei Dinri. Since he had other golden coins on hand, Nasis like this. Kaimelo, when I tell you, Halaveni, I want you to lend me a bushel full of wheat. Achiyov ebni, until my son comes back with my wheat. Or yache emtza mafteich, until I find the key where I have my wheat stored away. That's mutter. In other words, when is saw b'saw asa? If you don't have any saw at all now, you don't have any metaltlam at all. But when you have it in your own rishus, then we look, it's like this. As soon as I take the bushel of wheat from you, it's as if your bushel right away goes back to him. And therefore, when it gets worse more, it's getting worse more by him. So it doesn't look like ribbis. There also, if you have your own golden coins, then even though it went up in value, we look like this. As soon as you took the golden coin, automatically your other golden coins go back to him. So when it gets worth more later, it's getting worth more by him, it doesn't look like you're giving him ribbis. So the issa, the rabbonin of saw basaw, if you have some saw in your rishus, it's not mechzik ribbis, it's mutter. There could be gold is called peiris only. Gold, like we hold, is not called money. Still, he was allowed to borrow money, gold for gold. Omar Rabba says, you know, hai tana sova da haba tivhevi. I'll bring you another tana. That tanka holds the way Rebbe held when he was younger, that gold is called money. Not like our Mishnah, that gold is called Paris, but gold is called money. The tani would learn like this. Pruta shomru. That's what we have a klal always of a pruta. When you mekadesh an ishi, you mekadesh with a pruta. That's the luck of a pruta. Echod mishmoyne b'yisar etalki. It's 1/8 of Isar Italki, Italian Isar. The mind asks me, what's the difference? L'kdush Isha, how much you have to give your wife if you want to make a Now, Isar is Echod Miesrim Viavo Bedimish Akesef. And Isar, this coin Isar, is 1/24 of a silver dinner. The mind asks me, what's the difference? L'mekech Memcha, when you want to buy something. For buying, the Rashi says, Machal, I said, Machal, dinner. The Yaiser, the Yaiser via Bo, Isarin, Koma, Shelly Yaiser, Kainisana. If you charge me more than 24 Isarin, there'll be a shell of a nor involved. You're charging me too much. Now, dinner shokesef, how much is a dinner of silver worth? That's Echad, Miesim, Chamisha, Vadinisho Zov. That's 1/25 of a golden dinner. In other words, one golden dinar is worth 25 dinarei kesef. The mind asks Kamina, what's the difference? L'pidyon aben, when you have the mitzvah, pidyon aben, how much you have to pay? Rashi says, the pidyon aben, shulcha misha shkolim, you have to pay the koyin 5 shkolim. Now, the shekel d'iraisa, what's the shekel d'iraisa? Who's seller? That's a seller. The yaseller, that's dala dinarei kesef. That's 4 dinarin of silver. Shehem, which is chav dinarin. So together it's 20 dinarin. Now, v'yimnosim lo yaviyah ben dinazov, if the father gives the koyin 1 dinazov, he only has to pay 20 dinarei kesef. Now, 1 dinazov is 25 dinarei kesef. Therefore, the koyin has to return to him 5 dinarei kesef. Is machta lo yakoyin chamisha dinarei kesef. If you give 1 golden coin, he has to give back to you 5 silver ones. Now, if you're going to tell me, Bishlei Mativ Heve, if you're going to tell me now that gold is called coins, that's called the coin, Mishayer Tona B'midi De Kayetz. It's very good why he makes a shear in something that's Kayetz. Rashi says, if you tell me now gold is called the coin, V'yena Yoker V'yazu Toli Boy, where the things go up and down, it's not totally in gold. Like the coin always stays the same. It depends upon how much the wheat, the payers go up in price or not. So therefore, Mishaya Tona B'midi De Kayetz. Shia Tona Pidyon Aben B'matvei HaKotzev. Therefore, the Tana talks about how much you have to pay for Pidyon Aben. It talks about a golden coin. That's called money. That's always stay still. A dollar is always a dollar. Shafilu B'zman Shen Nimko Yosem Yesem Dinri Kesev. Even when it's not sold for 20 Dinri Kesev, Yasla Kren still turns to be back Hei Dinrin. Shazov Tome Domev Ketsuvim Chof Hei Dinrin. Because that's money. That money is like a dollar is always 100 pennies. So any time I give you a dollar, that's coming back 100 pennies. Here, if I give you a golden coin at all times, you have to give me back 5 silver coins. Ela, but if you're going to tell me, Ela Yamrit, Peri Heve, no, that gold is considered like Peris only, is so, Mishaya Tona B'midi D'yoike V'zil. How could you make a shear with golden coins? It's like Peris. Sometimes Peris go up, sometimes it goes down. You can't make a double kutziv by gold. That's not Peris. Gemara says, because if it's only like Paris, so then sometimes you have to give more, and sometimes you have to give less. It's a good proof that this time holds that gold is called the coin. That's the double cost of that never changes. What changes? The produce changes. Because if you're going to tell me gold is only like Paris, so then sometimes it's worth more, sometimes it goes down. You can't tell me by pitching a band, whenever you give a golden coin, you always get back 5. No, sometimes gold goes down in price. Sometimes you give a golden coin, it's not worth heishkolim. You may even have to add on. Sometimes it's worth much more, you'll have to pay you back more. But since the Tana says no, we're totally in a golden coin, mashma, that's called money. That's the ikka money is gold. So Shramina, like Rebbe held when he was a cotton, when he was younger, that gold is the money, and kesef is called the peris. Tanan Hossam. We learned like this, Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, Tanan Hossam, Beisham Yemer, Beisham I says, Layas Odom Sloyim Dinrei Zohov, and now let him make Sloyim into Dinrei Zohov. That means Rashi says, Mishiyesh Loy Sloyim Kesel Maaseh Sheni. You first had Paris of Maaseh Sheni, and you appointed them onto silver coins. And you have a lot of silver coins. Now you have to travel and go up to Yerushalayim. So you won't exchange these silver coins into golden coins that will be much less and much lighter, just to carry up the golden coins. So Bisham says you're not allowed to do that. Layas Odom Sloim, you can't make your silver coins into Din Rezov, into golden coins. Well, Beisilu Maitirim, Beisilu says you're allowed to. So now, Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish, Machlokish, Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Chadam 1 says, Machlokish Besloim al Dinrin. It's a Machlokish to change the Sloim, silver Sloim, into Dinrin of gold. The Bisham, my sovereign, Bisham holds Kaspa Tiva. That silver is called money, Udahaba Peri, and gold is only called like Peris. That's not the money, that's not the currency. If so, like our Mishnah says, Vitivua Peri Le Mechalinon. You can't be paid the nice sheni, the money, back onto Peris. You can't make a pigeon. Like when you first have your Peris, you paid it onto money. You could have paid this money onto other money. So when it comes to your Yerushalayim, then you have to buy Peris. But outside your Yerushalayim, you can't take your money, your silver coins, and put it into golden coins. Because gold is called Peris, that can be Mechalel. Or Vesilu Savri, no. Kaspa Pera. Or Dahaba Tiva. That silver is called like Peris, negated to gold. And gold is called like coins. Therefore, Pera Tiva Mechalilin. So even though at the beginning you took your Maaseh Sheni and you put it into silver, how about the silver by itself is called coins? She'll either be paid the Meister Shein of the Paris onto the silver. We're only saying the silver holds. Now when you have these silver coins, if you want to change these over into golden coins, you could do that also. Because silver against gold is called like Paris. That the money is called the gold, and the silver is called like Paris. So you could be Mechalo, the Meister Shani, from the silver into the gold. So again, you see, but still holds that gold is called money, not like our Mishnah. Avop, Avop Paris, our dinarin, but the money onto silver coins or onto golden coins, and dinarin means golden coins then, the Rihaka, Mechalin, Erbehold, you could be Mechalo. My time, what's the reason? Mida Devia Kesef. Le Beisilo, just like Kesef to Beisilo. Kesef le Beisilo, just like silver coin to Beisilo. Afa gav de kasma de gabi de haba peyre heve, even though when you want to talk about gold, then silver is not called money. Silver is only called like Paris, but the gabi peyre tib heve. But when you first want to exchange your Paris into silver, you're allowed to, because when you look between silver and Paris, silver is called money. Sahai zohav nami, gold also le Beishamai. Afa gav de haba de gabi kasma peyre heve, even though gold no gave to silver. They Shammai hold. The money is called the silver, and the gold is called Paris. That's only when you want to compare gold to silver. But the Gabe Paris, when you're first starting off, when you have the Paris of Maisa Sheni, when you want to exchange it, Tivahevei, Avad, you'll have to exchange it into gold, because Nageya to Paris, gold is called money. That's the way one man the Yama learns. The Chadama once says, no, after Paris al Dinri Machlekis, even to exchange the Paris of Maisa Sheni onto gold, still it's a Machlekis. So according to Beisham, you can't do that. Only according to Beisilo. Or the man, according to the man, the says, after Paris al Dinrin. Machlekes, even Paris onto gold. Still Beisham says he can't do it. If so, Adam Iflagi Bisloyin. Why do they only argue about putting the Kedusha of silver coins, al Dinrin, onto golden coins? Why do they only argue there? Liflagi, they should argue even better. Liflagi Paris al Dinrin. If you have your Paris of Maisa Sheni, could you put it onto gold or not? They should argue on this itself. Could you be pointed onto gold? That Beshami says no. Gold is not called money. Gold is called like Paris. And Beisilo says yes. All right, turn over. So the Lord says, if look the Paris al din, if they would only argue to be pointed the regular Paris, regular apples of Maisa Sheni onto golden coins, have a minute. I would have thought to say, hani mili the Paris al dinrin, like. When does Beisilo say it's good? Only when you want to be paid the Paris directly onto gold. Then gold is called money. Avo besloyim. But when you have your first paid your Paris onto silver coins. Now you want to be paid the silver coins onto golden coins. Al dinrin, moidulu Beisilo Beishamai. Maybe Beisilo would have agreed to Beishamai. That the habo legabe kaspa. That gold against silver terah heavy. Maybe Beisilo would agree that when you're comparing gold to silver, silver is the money, and gold is only Paris. For Lo Mechalina, and it can't be poured to the silver coins onto the golden coins. Kamash Malon, that's what I want to teach us now, that Beisilo goes so far to say that even though you have the silver coins of Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to be poured to them onto gold, because Beisilo holds the way Rebbe held the Yadusain, that silver against gold, since gold is the more chashiv, gold is called the money, and silver is called the Paris. You're allowed to be Mechalo from Paris onto money. Now the Gemara says, this time I bring you proof. The Rabbi Yochanan who the Yomer. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, "Ei mechalalin." Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, "No, that Beis Shammai agrees. Beis Shammai holds that you can't be poyed."